we find in the beginning of the parsha, Avram Avinu serving food to the guests. That we learn out that in the middle of speaking to God, he left and he was doing Haknas HaSarachim. We learn out Gedol Haknas HaSarachim Mi Kabbalas Pnei HaShechina. The greater is entertaining guests than it is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah describes him giving him different food, and it seems to say that he gave the guests milk and meat. So we know, even though, and let's pass this to him, they were this assumption, of course, that Avram kept Kol HaTorah Kulo. So we know that there's, even though non-Jews don't have to keep kosher, but there's a Isser Hanah, that we can't have milk and meat together. There's an Isser Hanah. Echad Isser Achila, Echad Isser Hanah. And Echad Isser Bishul. So how could Abraham serve Basar and Cholav to these people? So that's a famous kasha. Someone to point out, it says first he gave them milk, and then he gave them milk. The halacha is only you're allowed to have, technically, you could have meat after milk. You can't have milk after meat. However, there's a famous answer from the Malbim. The Malbim writes that this wasn't any meat, that Abraham used the Sefer HaYetzirah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Nuntes Amabez and Tamach Hey Amabez talks about different types of meat, non-traditional meats. In fact, there's a whole discussion on what bracha do you make. As we'll see, there's a discussion whether this meat will be par or not, but there's a discussion as well on regarding the man, what bracha do they make? Amotzi lachem in ha'aret, amotzi lachem in ha'shamayim, did they make it depending on what the food was? There already has been a discussion. So the Malbim writes, the meat that Avram served was Sefer HaYetzirah was created by, it wasn't a real cow, and hence it was parav. Therefore, it wasn't a problem to give the people with the meal containing both milk and meat. As it says, as Avram just created that. And as well, the Cheshek Shlomo also points out that milk from a cow, from a Sefer Yetzirah also, is not really milchex. It's parav also. He wants to, in the context, he discusses the Cheshek Shlomo as the famous kasha that regarding whether, how could, in the Gemara and Bechoros, Vavam and Beis, is whether milk's considered Aver Menachaya now, like how is it permitted to have milk? Milk comes from a living animal. So the discussion is, why didn't they quote when Avram Avinu giving milk to the guests, why didn't that be a proof that it's not considered Aver Menachai? Because it's one of the seven, Aver Menachai is one of the seven mitzvot b'nei Noach, and therefore the fact that Avram served it shows it wasn't a problem of Aver Menachai. So over there the Cheshek Shlomo, I believe he discusses that it wasn't really milchak, it's really parav. And therefore, as well. So that's the famous kasha he asked with Avram Avinu. And as well, they point out, Poskim discussed today, that whether it's connected or not, a genetically engineered meat comes from different cells. So would that be, is that considered like Sefer HaYetzirah? Would the meat be meat? Would the meat be parav? That's a whole discussion today in terms of whether genetically engineered meat has the status of meat number one and it would be parav. And that's the one, the same way by Avram Avinu, he created the meat from the Sefer HaYetzirah, and therefore it was parav, no problem with milk and meat.